Morning Magazine on a Monday. Good to have your company. And if you've got a soft spot for roaring V8s and stunning American muscle, you're going to love this conversation, let me tell you. He's a man at the helm of one of Queensland's most passionate car communities, a community absolutely obsessed with the car they call the American sports car. And of course, we're talking about the man leading the charge, the president of the Corvettes Down Under Club and organizer of the 26th annual Corvettes Down Under Classic Car Show. Please welcome David Glanville. Good to have you with us, David.
Yes, thank you, Shane. Good morning to you.
You're pretty excited. Yes. Let's get into a bit of a welcome, if you will. Tell us a little bit about yourself, very briefly, about 30 seconds worth, and then how many Corvettes are actually taking part about in Australia? It's a bigger community than people might expect.
There's no official, no one keeps actual records of how many Corvettes are actually in Australia. Mm. The only numbers they've got are more or less of the latest C8s, which were released here in 2021.
And what do they say?
They're saying there's around 2,000 of those new C8 Corvettes in Australia.
So we might get 2,000 then.
No, we won't get that many. A lot of the iconic older generations.
Yeah.
But we will end up with a lot of the latest C8s there at the show as well.
Okay. How did you get started in all this?
Probably years ago when I was a kid, you know, the Corvette, the iconic car, one of those cars you dream, you see them and you dream about that sports car, but you don't think you'll ever get one.
And you got one.
Yes, and you get one, and it's a bit like a disease. Once you've got one, you end up with two or more.
Have you been to America?
Yes, I have.
And, and is that where you bought your first car, or is that where you bought your last car?
I bought the first one here in Australia, and it was left-hand drive, which a lot of the early ones are, didn't get converted. Here in Australia, you can, once they're 30 years old, you can drive them, register them on Club Rego on the road, left-hand drive.
You just got to know what to do.
Yes, that's right.
Simple as that. Now, the event itself, the 26th annual Corvettes Down Under Classic Car Show, is 26 years a serious milestone. What does that mean for the club?
Well, it means the club has been progressing along. The membership goes up and down a bit, but as you well appreciate, a lot of the members in the club are older members because over the years, it's been the Corvette has been the car that you've looked up to, where the younger generation tend to look at the Japanese cars and not so much the American sports car.
But once they see them in action, they soon change their mind, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. And the sound. Yes. You can't miss that V8 sound.
Not at all. It's going to be held on Sunday the 21st, 2026, at 8 a.m. in the morning, going through to around 2 p.m. at the Sandstone Point Hotel, Bribie Island Road. That's where it's being held. You've held it there here before.
Yeah, we've held it there probably about 4 or 5 years now. Mm. It's a really good venue, nice grass, and plenty of people come because the idea is to show the cars off to the general public.
And have a bit of fun
and
yourselves.
Have a bit of fun. We get generally anywhere from 60 to 100 Corvettes on display.
Really?
At the show.
It's not bad. Not bad at all. What's the atmosphere like on the day? What can a Corvette owner and their family expect to experience?
To experience on the day, just to go around and look at so many variations of the Corvettes. So many of the different generations will be there. There'll be all the different ones. It's a nice venue. There's plenty of food and drink and so forth. It's free to get in.
And I guess you can meet all these spectators, which are an important component.
Yeah, you meet to get to walk around and look at the different cars and meet the different owners of the cars and talk to them. It's a good way of getting to know the cars and what to expect and so forth.
We should go to the call to action now. Bring your car. Who is the show open to? Who can bring in the car?
If you've got a Corvette at home or in the garage, you don't have to be a member of a club. No. It's welcome to all Corvette owners to bring their Corvettes in. We love to see them, bring them in. It's $20 to come in, and we're judging the cars. But you don't have to get them judged. You just bring them in, and they don't have to be show cars. Just bring them in. We love to see them.
Wonderful. And with someone sitting on the fence wondering, should I bring my Corvette, what would you say to them?
Well, if sitting on the fence, don't get any splinters, but... yeah, just bring your car in. Don't be shy.
We love to see them.
And I don't, like I say, I don't have to be show cars. Just bring them in.
It goes with the saying that a Corvette is often called an attainable supercar. Supercar performance, but the Ferrari price tag, is that part of the big appeal?
Yeah, I think so. The Corvette, especially the latest Corvettes, the C8s, are very along the same lines as a Ferrari, but a fraction of the price. So they're very popular in America, and but they're currently the fastest production car in the world, I think, at the moment.
And some of the Corvettes are serious investments. That means the price can be a bit higher, such as the C1s, the rare L88s, the Z06, the ZR1. If you're a serious collector or investment mindset growing in Australia, these are the cars you might want to get a hold of.
Yeah, that's correct. There are certain ones that you certainly don't lose your money on them, because every year they just hold their value, or like you say, Shane, some of they go up in value. They are a good investment on some of the models, yes.
So what kind of people out there in Australia would own a Corvette?
Basically anyone.
Really, anyone.
It's a passion that you get. I think anyone that's got a few dollars can buy them and enjoy them.
What does it mean for a Corvette owner to see their car surrounded by 50, 60, or 100 other Corvettes? What is that feeling?
Really good feeling. You're a part of, like, the Corvette family, a community thing. It is really, just that way.
All right. Here's where we get to your website. Obviously, if you want to show your car, you need to register your car. Is that right? You have to go to your website?
No, that's not. Correct. You can bring your car in if you're sitting on the fence and you decide rock up at the gate between 8 and 9 and pay $20, register and just come in. Or if you're not getting it showed, just pay your $20, come in and park it. We'll be parked, guiding people into where to park, and there'll be just rows of Corvettes there.
If they do want to become a member, if they want to join this family, can the website help them on that?
Yes, that's right. If you want to join, just go on the website. Plus, any information about trips and runs and things are on the website, and a bit about the community. And you can join. You can come on a couple of runs without having to be a member.
David, one of the good things about us being a radio station is we have a website. And on that website, the event's going to be published and people can go there. This podcast will also have the same information, plus a bit more, because you've told me some interesting things I didn't even know, which is great. The website will be on that page as well.
Yes, that's correct.
So you can just click it, go to it.
Click or go there.
101.5 FM will be there on the day, and what kind of vibe should people expect is the last question I have for you.
Well, I think just come along on the day and experience and look at the Corvettes. You may get bitten by the Corvette bug and start looking for one yourself.
Well, if you're any inclusion into that, I think there's going to be a lot more people getting the bug. Wonderful stuff. What a fantastic chat. If you own a Corvette, you have no excuse. Get the beauty out of the garage, dust off the keys, fire up the V8, and get yourselves down to Sandstone Point Hotel Sunday, 21st of June. Entrance from 8 a.m. That's when you should arrive with your car. And pay your $20, and then public gets in for free. Okay, that's how it works. There'll be trophies, raffles, food, throbs of engine, and the waterfront setting. And that's hard to beat. 101.5 FM will be there to keep the atmosphere pumping all day long. All the details are on corvettesdownunder.com.au, and of course our own website here at 101.5fm.com.au. David Glanville, president of the Corvettes Down Under Club, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Shane.
I love having you on today, and you can get all the details on our podcast page at 101.5fm.com.au.